From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China says reports of Chinese ships selling oil to North Korea do not align with the facts, adding that China will never allow Chinese companies to violate UN resolutions. Chinese government spokesperson today says Beijing has always implemented UN resolutions in their entirety, and if there are violations, China will deal with them seriously in accordance with the law. That followed President Trump saying he has been soft on China on trade issues and said he is not happy that China had allowed oil shipments to go to North Korea. Former soccer star George Weah has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai to replace President Johnson, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Nathaniel McGill is chairman of Weah's Coalition for Democratic Change party.
We've always said we intend to do an inclusive government, and so it is our desire to see that we bring Liberians together, irrespective of the party they belong to. We'll even reach out to some members of the United Party to bring them. Individuals who have some good characters, who can serve their country, we'll reach out to them.
At least 15 people died, scores of others injured after a fire broke out at a four-story building in India's financial capital, Mumbai, today. The majority of the dead were women. Eight fire engines worked for more than 5 hours to extinguish the blaze. The cause of that fire still under investigation. This is VOA News. New York City's mayor says 12 people have been killed. It happened in a Bronx apartment building fire. The victims included a child around 1 year old. Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke on the scene of that fire.
We're here at the scene of an unspeakable tragedy. In the middle of the holiday season is a time when families are together. Tonight here in the Bronx, there are families that have been torn apart. This is the worst fire tragedy we have seen in this city in at least a quarter century.
About 170 firefighters fought the fire, rescued fleeing tenants. They were all of this happening in frigid temperatures. Hundreds of Iranians took to the streets of Mashhad, the country's second-largest city, to protest rising prices and condemn the government. Police arrested several people. Protesters also chanted, "Leave Syria, think about us," in direct condemnation of Tehran's involvement in Syria's civil war. Iran has deployed troops in support of the Syrian president and has provided the regime with monetary aid while Iran's economy suffers and unemployment rises. Jan Egeland, the special advisor to the UN's special envoy to Syria, says he fears President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients, mainly children, from a besieged opposition-held town on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Valerie Petitpierre is the International Red Cross coordinator for Syria.
So the international humanitarian law says that the civilians should be protected, spared in the hostilities, that they should must have access to medical treatment. And also the ICRC continues to insist that humanitarian action should not be used as a bargaining chip.
Since Tuesday, 32 patients have been evacuated from the Damascus area, half of them coming from eastern Ghouta, the suburb there, International Red Cross saying the other half, urgent cases. Eastern Ghouta has been besieged by Syrian refugee forces and Shiite allies for more than 5 years, targeted daily by government warplanes as well as artillery. U.S. Justice Department says two Romanian nationals hacked the Washington, D.C. Police Department's surveillance cameras days before President Trump's inauguration on January 20th. More on that story and the rest of the hour's news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunch Time by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario musalo ke kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yo te. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye.
Kulinga kapesi bazai na mbongo Yo kandengi azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basi pe na mibali Yo moto zai na badiplom mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nini ozako baby saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario Ah, nalembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zotwe koma sembe sembe Oko pete ngana zoka Lobi na shwa maladi ya kanser Lobi tango na kopola yo, yo kimi na ye Mario na baye Mario na lembie
Ba familia Mario bakanisaka Mario apesaka nga mosoro Nzoka nga moto na latisaka ye na leisaka ye na lalisaka ye Mario na lembie baiser, Mario. Mario, mon salako bete langa bana di koko. Banango ya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
African beats well. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gombu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gombu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you. Now who the hungry? Bobo.
I don't care.
Super. Your mother go for farm. He no come. Where you say he come. Now who the hungry? Bobo.
I don't care.
Now who they suffer?
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, anytime, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali.
Thank you.
And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Baby,
by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, and let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is the one next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa, and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria.
Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Jowanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.